Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to COP. Welcome to Glasgow. And to Scotland, whose most globally famous fictional son is almost certainly a man called James Bond, who generally comes to the climax of his highly lucrative film strapped to a doomsday device, desperately trying to work out which coloured wire to pull to turn it off, while a red digital clock ticks down remorselessly to a detonation that will end human life as we know it. And we are in roughly the same position, my fellow global leaders, as James Bond today. Except that the tragedy is, this is not a movie. And the doomsday device is real. And the clock is ticking to the furious rhythm of hundreds of billions of pistons and turbines and furnaces and engines with which we are pumping carbon into the air faster and faster, record outputs, and quilting the earth in an invisible and suffocating blanket of CO2. 2 degrees more and we jeopardize the food supply for hundreds of millions of people as crops wither, locusts swarm. 3 degrees, and you can add more wildfires and cyclones, twice as many, 5 times as many droughts, and 36 times as many heat waves. 4 degrees, and we say goodbye to whole cities. If we don't get serious about climate change today, it will be too late for our children to do so tomorrow. I was there with many of you in Copenhagen 11 years ago when we acknowledged we had a problem. I was there in Paris 6 years ago when we agreed to net zero and to try to restrain the rise in the temperature of the planet to 1.5 degrees. And all those promises will be nothing but blah, 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 to coin a phrase. And the anger and the impatience of the world will be uncontainable unless we make this COP26 in Glasgow the moment when we get real about climate change. We in the developed world must recognise the special responsibility we have to help everybody else to do it, because it was here in Glasgow 250 years ago that James Watt came up with a machine that was powered by steam, that was produced by burning coal. And yes, my friends, we've brought you to the very place where the doomsday machine began to tick. And even though for 200 years the industrialized countries were in complete ignorance of the problem that they were creating, we now have a duty to find those funds. So let us therefore, in the next days, devote ourselves to this extraordinary task so that we not only continue with a program that is of green industrial revolution that is already creating millions of high-wage, high-skilled jobs in power and technology, taking our economies forward. Let us also do enough to save our planet and our way of life. And as we work, let us think about those billions of beady eyes that are watching us around the world, increasingly edgy and disenchanted. And let us think of the billions more of the unborn whose anger will be all the greater if we fail. We may not feel much like James Bond, not all of us necessarily look like James Bond, but we have the opportunity and we have the duty to make this summit the moment when humanity finally began, and I stress began, to defuse that bomb. And to make this the moment when we began irrefutably to turn the tide and to begin the fight back against climate change. Yes, it's going to be hard. But yes, we can do it. And so let's get to work with all the creativity and imagination and goodwill that we possess. Thank you very much. and good luck to all of us. Thank you.